Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, August 7th, 1841, the Barbadian newspaper published an article which informed the public of, quote, severe distress prevailing amongst the poor white families in the country districts, end quote. According to the article, dire conditions caused by 2 years of drought had resulted in the death of some members of that poor community. The writer lamented that while most of the population had felt the, quote, distressing consequences of a long drought, it must have been peculiarly afflicting to the poor who, from several concurrent causes, have not had money to procure food from town, the only place where it was to be had, end quote. The column further articulated the view that the parochial vestries could have, upon knowledge of the potentially life-threatening predicament of the poor in the society, provided assistance in the form of common sustenance. Furthermore, it was noted that not only, quote, the common class of paupers, but many who have seen better days, who have moved in comparative affluence, are suffering the extreme want, end quote, because of the difficult economic conditions that faced the country. The writer of the piece also posited that burdensome taxation imposed on the hapless citizenry by the former administration accounted for the decline in living conditions. Indeed, the writer insisted that the taxpayers' money was being inappropriately allocated to the police force and noted, quote, we see a few gaily mounted policemen riding about in great style upon fine horses, which cost the island a pretty sum, just carrying messages and peradventure dispatches of no earthly importance, end quote. In addition to the expenditure on horses, the article alleged that money was also being wasted on the unnecessary expansion of Central Police Station at the expense of taxpayers. Further, the column asserted that the militia bill was not only useless but a farce, which contributed to, quote, the present severe distress among the white peasantry who have been driven by one of its clauses from their tenements and cast off to utter poverty and contempt, end quote. Moreover, the article objected to the handsome sum of money that had been disbursed by the colonial treasury to manage the militia, exorbitant salaries, weapons, and uniforms for the militiamen were deemed to be simply criminal extravagance as the poor people of the society suffered under the harsh economic situation brought on by the long drought and heavy taxation. So, on this day, August 7, 1841, the Barbadian newspaper published an article informing readers that members of the poor white community had died as a result of the harsh economic and drought conditions affecting the island.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.